Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back to our studios the representative of the University of Rhode Island Guitar Festival. Adam Levin is here. Welcome back, Adam.
Thanks for having me back, Mike.
It's always a pleasure to see you and to find out about what's happening in the world of, as we call it around here, URI. And you have been associated with the university for how many years now?
This is year number 8, which coincides with the number of years that we've hosted the Guitar Festival.
Okay. So, and it's more than a guitar festival this year, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot in store for our audience members out there and students and music lovers. This year, in addition to the annual guitar festival, for the first time ever, we're going to be offering a course in mandolin excellence.
A course in mandolin excellence. Huh. I don't think I've ever heard of a course in excellence before. So there you go. Normally you take the course to get excellent.
It's going to be for all of those mandolinists who are either pursuing mandolin as a career choice or for all of those mandolin lovers who are just so passionate about this plucked instrument that they want to get better and attend this new course.
Do you realize how easy that would be to make fun of for a person like myself that's not in touch with how many mandolinists there are around thinking about making a living at it?
You'd be surprised how many mandolinists are in Rhode Island. Just,
really?
Yeah. There's probably at least 100 aficionados in the state, huh. If not more.
Wow. Well, see, that's why I do this show. You learn something new every day. We didn't tell the people that the festival is going to start on October 18th, Wednesday, and run through the 22nd on Sunday. And that's going to be basically at URI in lots of different places, or how is that going to work?
So we like to spread out throughout the community. Each year we provide music in a sampling of different venues. This year we will be at the Courthouse Center for the Performing Arts on Wednesday. We'll be at the Towers in Narragansett for the first time. We will be at the Good Lutheran Church in Kingston, Rhode Island. We will also be at the URI Fine Arts on Saturday, as well as St. Augustine's Church, which is right on the URI campus.
And if people want to find out where and when, there's a website they can go to?
Absolutely. It is uriguitarfestival.org.
Pretty easy to remember. All right.
It's your favorite university plus guitarfestival.org.
There you go. All right, so all you UConn people, pay attention. All right, let's get to some music. You brought a lot of music with you, and we're going to kind of chronologically go through the festival, right? And what's this first one you have?
The first evening of concerts will be hosted at the Courthouse Center for the Performing Arts. And this evening we will feature the winner of the 2022 Rising Stars Young Guitarist Competition. Mm-hmm. It's virtual, so anybody around the world can compete, so to speak. And the winner of last year's competition is a Greek classical guitarist by the name of Philippos Manaloudis. And he will be performing in this selection a piece by Claude Debussy, who did not write anything for the classical guitar. However, Manaloudis does a beautiful job of arranging it for the classical guitar. So please listen to Bohemian Dance by Claude Debussy.
Thank you.
Great music, Adam, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to come. What's this next piece you have for us?
So that very same evening, we'll be championing the artistry of my very own graduate student, Masters of Music candidate, Adrian Montero from Costa Rica. Adrian has championed new music from his native country, and I'm very happy to say this piece you will hear is absolutely incredible. It's by Jose Mora. This is Gig.
Just so our audience understands, we're trying to get as much music in as possible. It's not that I don't care about you or your background, but we want to hear all the music you brought today. So this next piece is called Lowdown, and tell us about that.
So the artist that you'll be listening to is Jontavious Willis, a blues guitarist coming to us to provide a type of music that is basic to the fabric of America, and a genre of music that I have not featured previously at the URI Guitar Festival. And this artist will be featured on Music of America on Thursday evening at the Towers in Narragansett. ¶¶
and I fumble. Boys, I've been drinking for days. Well, I stagger and I fumble. Boys, I've been drinking for days. And the reason I'm drinking, my woman got some low down ways. Want me, baby, you ought to tell me so. If you don't want me, baby, you ought to tell me so. I'll get my trunk and my clothes, and out of your door I'll go. Giving me no rest since I've been in Nashville, Tennessee.
Adam, you mentioned Americana music, and one of the things that I don't think you've had on your festival is, you may or may not be aware of this, but I sing in a barbershop quartet. There's nothing more American than that, and but, you don't have any barbershop quartet music.
Looks like I have a couple calls to make to cancel these artists and welcome our newest artist.
All right. We have time for one more piece in this segment. What will that be?
You can't go far in America without running into jazz music. This year, we're featuring Jay Azzolina. He's a Grammy-nominated jazz guitarist. And for me, he taps into so many childhood memories of my, from Joe Pass to West Montgomery, and now we have Jay Azzolina. The legacy is long, and we've never featured jazz before at the Guitar Festival, and it's my pleasure to have him on Thursday night for Music of America at the Towers.
Excellent. All right, we're going to listen to a portion of that, and then we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
University of Rhode Island's Guitar Festival is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Adam Levin, who is the founder and chief cook and bottle washer. And do you have a specific title, Adam?
I think artistic director is what they call him these days.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I know you probably do everything, right?
I really feel like I'm a chef. I'm a surgeon. I'm a musician. I wear a lot of hats at this festival, and it's been an absolute pleasure. And when I arrived on the scene 8 years ago, there was no scene, which is quite a beautiful thing because I had basically an open map in which to navigate as I wished. And along the way, I built a team of like-minded folks who believed in the vision of creating a world of Rhode Island where classical guitar, plucked instruments were part of it. And it's been a really incredible evolution in which we have explored the majesty of the classical guitar. And now we are featuring other plucked instruments. This year, for the first time ever, we are hosting a mandolin course. Which would be like, well, that's kind of strange, but really isn't strange. Mandolin is so much a part of America. You hear it in bluegrass, you hear it in rock and roll, and now you hear it in classical music. Israeli mandolinist Jacob Reuven will be joining us and running, for the first time ever, this course in mandolin excellence, and will be drawing talent from around the world to Kingston, Rhode Island, as well as a group of mandolin lovers, as we call them, aficionados, people who just can't live without mandolin playing. And he will bring these cohorts together to enhance their perspectives and to improve their technique and musicianship. And that'll happen alongside the educational offerings at the Guitar Festival. So we're basically running two guitar festivals. We're running two festivals at once. So it's really impressive. We have a large bandwidth of offerings, whether it's for young people from ages 6 to 17, the Rising Stars Young Guitarist Program, or the program for college kids, graduate school students, aficionados, coming together to hear what these international artists have to say and creating a platform in which we can exchange ideas in a pleasant and non-stressful kind of way.
There you go. All right. Well, there's a lot in store, and people can check out the website to find out the details. It's going to start on October 18th, and so just about, you know, 2.5 weeks from now, and it'll be an interesting time at the University of Rhode Island and other venues, as you mentioned.
I think part of this is exploring Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. It's not just about music. It's about really bringing the community together and bringing the music to them. So that's why we choose neighborhood venues that are of interest and that share our vision in spreading awareness about the guitar. Not only classical guitar, but world guitar. Classical guitar is really a misnomer. It just really speaks to the kind of instrument that we're playing, but we're really tapping into many different cultures. And we're using the classical guitar, so to speak, or the guitar or the mandolin as a vehicle to access these cultures around the world.
All right. Well, you have a piece that features the mandolin next, correct?
That's correct. We will be hearing from my duo buddy, Jacob Reuven. He'll be performing a world premiere performance and arrangement of the king of tango, Astor Piazzolla's Seasons. Thank you.
The Mandolin. Very, very interesting. It's going to be an interesting concert. And lots of stuff to listen to. This next piece is not the mandolin, right?
In this next work, you'll hear the lute, which is the predecessor to the classical guitar. It is both intimate and delicate in nature, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Elisa Lamarca is an incredible, internationally recognized artist who I'm very fond of personally because we studied together in Siena, Italy, more than 15 years ago with Andre Segovia's protege, Oscar Giglia. And Elisa's performance will mark the beginning of Italian Night, where we'll celebrate everything Italian. We'll be having Italian food.
How you doing?
Parmigiano, pizza, here we go. So we actually will be having pizza that night. Neapolitan style. So this evening, we will hear the lute. We will hear the 19th century guitar by Mauro Sanata. And we will also hear the 21st century 10-string guitar by Niccolo Spera. So you'll get this full bandwidth spectrum of Italian music from the 16th century to the 21st century. And in this upcoming work, you'll hear a piece by Dalsa, who is a Milanese composer and lutenist.
All right, we'll give that a listen, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more. University of Rhode Island's Guitar Festival, which is being held October 18th through the 22nd, is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, pleased to be sitting with Adam Levin, who is the artistic director. I called him before chief cook and bottle washer, and you don't really wash any bottles, so that wasn't probably appropriate.
Not this time, but you never know. The 8th edition could bring some new tasks with
whatever,
it.
Whatever needs to be done, you'll do it, right?
Exactly.
All right. Bringing this great music to our area, worldwide music. And I was very impressed when you talked about this. You know, the winner of the last Guitar Fest was from Greece, you mentioned?
That's right. Yeah, the year before that, the winner was from Vietnam. We've had a South Korean winner. We've had basically from all around the world. It's very much an international guitar competition. And we're very proud of the fact that we are able to champion the young talent that will one day define the guitar world.
Now, these programs that you're going to be holding the 18th through the 22nd at various locations that we mentioned, We should tell the audience once again, go to the website if you want to make sure you have the right place at the right time. You'll also see that there's a charge for these. Not a very big one, but it helps run the festival.
Absolutely. So we have many tiers. If you want to get involved with the educational offerings as an active participant or an auditor, there are options online that you can choose from. Or if you just want to end up going on a nice date night, you can purchase a ticket online. Or if you're feeling lazy, you can attend the concert virtually. So tickets cost $25 in person, $20, and $15, depending on which option you choose.
Excellent. All right. Well, it certainly is more than reasonable enough. Let's continue on down with our music lineup and tell us about this next piece.
Our next artist or artists are Matthias Duplessis, Jeremy Jouve, and Indian tabla player Amit Kavthekar. Matthias Duplessis will also double as our 2023 composer in residence. Matthias is such an incredible worldly character, and that's why he was the perfect fit to become the upcoming composer in residence. Not only will he perform with his trio Kalavakad, but he will also be featured in one of the pieces he wrote for guitar quartet, in which he will be joined by my guitar trio, the Great Necks, which I'm really excited about, as well as we will hear a piece that was commissioned by the festival, for the festival, called A Thousand Lives. And in this piece, you hear euphoria, happiness, and enjoyment, something that we all need in this world today. And so in this next piece, you'll hear a trio version of Matthias Duplessis' Kalavakad.
Thank you.
great music, Adam. Some of this stuff is just unbelievable. And you have all kinds of people playing lots of different things and being part of this festival. That last piece was incredible.
I just love the unique nature of the music by Matthias Duplessis. He's so international in scope. He's effervescent in the musical language that he shares with us. And no one's a slouch in that trio. He's an incredible bohemian, open, free-spirited person. But he's joined by Jeremy Jouve, who won the Guitar Foundation of America competition 20 years ago and has an international career. And Amit, the tabla player, he frequently collaborates with Al Di Meola. And I'm sure all of you out there know who he is. So Al doesn't just collaborate with anybody. So I'm very excited to hear the tabla in the hands of Amit. Next, and also I should mention, that night is French night. And now we're transitioning to the final day of the guitar festival. After we've had quite the appetite of classical guitar, lute, music from Italy, music from Costa Rica, music from Greece, music from around the world. And now we end up in two very interesting places. One, Argentina, and then back again to Italy, but this time with a little twist. First, we will hear from Argentinian folklore guitarist Juan Falú, one of my favorite classical guitarists in the world. I met him in Spain in 2010 when I was awarded a guitar prize in the south of Spain, and he was on the jury panel, and I heard him play, and it was transcendent. And so here we are 13 years later. He's coming to you from Argentina to share this beautiful music from Argentina.
Adam, I want to thank you for taking us around the world with music and the classical guitar and mandolin and other things that you've been featuring tonight. It's been great music, and I'm sure the audience is looking forward to being part of the URI Guitar Festival starting October 18th, running through the 22nd. Thanks, Adam. It's been great.
I've personally enjoyed being a musical tour guide all these years, and I look forward to continuing that role at the 8th annual URI Guitar Festival. It's really a journey as we hopscotch from one world to the next.
There you go. We have one piece of music left, and this one is a familiar title to a lot of people.
Yes. So the artist is Lucas Tricagnoli. He's a very compelling artist because he uses the guitar not only as a harmonic and melodic instrument, but also as a percussive instrument. There's been a recent trend, I would say in the last 20 years, sort of stemming from Andy McKee, who we hosted last year. For those of you folks who enjoy Andy McKee and that style of performance, you will love this artist because not only is he an entertainer, but he plays on instruments that are crazy. This instrument that I have in mind has three necks. I can barely get my hands around one neck, but he has an acoustic guitar with three necks. He's a true virtuoso, and I think you'll enjoy this work. It's Braveheart.
All right. Well, thanks again for being with us and the rest of you. We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Robert's Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.